Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with DNZ reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Local, loyal, passionate. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd? Let's talk about how we increase your foot traffic and get people to visit your website. Email us today at faderoutemail@gmail.com or message us on our socials at faderoutepodcast on IG or slide in our DMs on X at faderoutednz so we can find the best package for you. It's the in route where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the in crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz, and you could be next. Part two of our interview with Mitch Berukowitz starts right now. If you missed part one, check out this week's episode of The Fade Route. We are with majority owner of Westchester SC, Mitch Berukowitz. And as majority owner, you've been very active in the community and out in front in the promotion of your club. I believe there's a video from ESPN. I think you called out Ryan Reynolds at one point.
That's a funny story. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I love Westchester. I really do. I remember last year before we even launched and people thought we were a youth club or something, we would like set up a table at Rybrook or Ridgefield in Connecticut, the tournament there. And, you know, you can see the pictures of like me and these kids that are helping us set up the tent because me and my son like had never set up a soccer tent. It was windy and it was blowing everywhere and these kids like holding it down. It's like, to me, it's the true joy. It's like your kids grow up, but the ability to like help other parents, like, Just tap into that joy of soccer and sport and being present. And, you know, it's like if I could relive that a million times with my own kids, I would. But instead, I get to like sort of augment what other families. So I really love being out front and doing these things. It's like the joy of life for me. It's like the easiest part of the job is being out front. Now, some things that we do embarrassing, the t-shirt gun. And, you know, like I'm trying to have fun with it. And I think that a lot of times people think of like this, you're an owner, there should be a gravitas, but I don't view that at the level we're at and the way we're growing and the kind of ethos that we're bringing as a very connected, community-focused team. It's like, why not? So the Ryan Reynolds thing is one of my partners, Jordan, who runs our Game Day Experience, used to be involved in the management of the Barclays Suites when Barclays first opened. And I guess Ryan attended a concert or a game and left a beautiful pair of gloves and this beautiful jacket behind. And Jordan just had it, tried to, you know, get it back to him at some point. But, you know, it's not the easiest person to connect to. And he was telling me the story. And I'm like, Ryan lives 20 minutes north of our stadium. He, compared to me, he is the most famous soccer owner in Westchester by a mile. So let's just, like, close the loop. Like, we're all about community. He says he grew to love soccer more than anything. There's professional soccer right in his backyard. He can help us. He can show his true love for it and also his understanding of how much he went through at Wrexham. Like, you know, the stuff that you don't see on camera, the grit, how much the losses hurt. Like, I understand that, right? I understand everything that goes on in this Wrexham because behind the scenes, the work that has to go in to really shape everything you do. And, you know, him and Rob are so intentional about the things they do. And so they manage like their images so carefully because they're big stars, whereas I don't have to really do that. So for us, you know, I wore the jacket with the jersey on. I said, hey, you're the most famous owner in Westchester County. And, you know, why not get out here? Now, no one's responded yet, although I feel like he must have seen it because a lot of people had him. So we're gonna stay cheeky, but we're gonna amp it up a little bit, and there might be maybe our coach is gonna wear it like out to the bench one day, or you know, that jacket is gonna be like the
is it the victory jacket?
Like the weekend at Bernie's where they just carrying them around everywhere, and you know, you're gonna see that jacket in like some strange places. Maybe it ends up in Rockland on top of a lighthouse or something, but we're not going to stop till Ryan just says like, look, you love soccer, come on man, like just come and see what we're bringing, like give me your feedback as someone who has done one of the most incredible things ever in you know, England. How about just looking at what we're doing local?
Yeah,
you know, I like, to me it's just a fun thing. And you know, I know he's a busy person and we're nothing to them, but like, to me it's at least he got to try. And
he seems like a fun guy. I can see him. I can see him, you know, jumping. I could see him jumping in at some point when he has time. I could see it happening.
Sure, hopefully.
And, yeah, I mean, I've been to the stadium in Memorial Field. I've been there for a match, and like, actually, funny story. We were online at the food trucks, and I don't know. One of the front office people came up to my stepkids, and they're like, "Hey, you want to be a ball boy?" And I'm just like, okay, I guess this is happening. Right. And he was a ball boy for the entire game. It was like, it's an awesome family friendly experience.
Amazing.
And like, that is, that's a huge deal, you know? And,
I mean, probably like the soccer team didn't show up with the right amount of people or something. And then you have to teach the ball boys, like, look, you know, don't be juggling the ball on the side. In fact, when we were in Knoxville this weekend, me and my son were laughing about these two kids were having a kick, the two ball boys. Yeah. And I'm like, well, if it's like the 90th minute and the ball comes flying out, these two kids are not even going to be aware that they actually get the ball quickly back in. Like, they're just doing their own thing. I think that ability to really touch the players and be up close and personal, that's kind of what we're, that Goldilocks we're shooting for, which is the most, you know, just this fun professional atmosphere, but also a connection to the players, a community focus, you know, this real, nothing's too small or too big, like, just give people an amazing 2 to 3 hours, 17 times a summer, and then see what happens, you know? And that's what we're trying to do. And I'm glad you had that like little experience, because you never know, you know, we shoot t-shirts into the crowd. We want people to go to watch parties. Like, we want people to invest in us because we're really focused on bringing an incredible experience to for every game, you know, and improving it game by game, week by week, and learning, using that white space on the eastern side of the field to maybe provide like some type of hospitality or VIP experience, which, you know, so corporations, like really this 360 degree spectrum, we look after every game, we do like a kind of download of like, what could we have done better? And, you know, every like owners that have been to the stadium have also given me tips, and I go to most of the away games, or I think I missed one so far, just to like see how other people are doing things. And I have like deep conversations with all the staff, and, you know, it's just trying to learn and be humble and do the right thing. Like, every game where I see new people not wearing gear at the beginning, I'm so excited, because that means that they haven't been there yet, you know? And then it's also humbling when people come and actually, when people come and are wearing the gear, like as a family, you're like, gosh, we did this from scratch.
Huh?
this is a very tough market where people will be jaded. You know, you're never going to get on the field. You know, I talked to my friend who I played in a futsal league last year a few times. And one guy was like, oh, yeah, everyone was like, they're never going to get on the field. And then this year, a few of them came back this year and were like, oh, no, I went to two games already. It's amazing. It's like, that's what I want. You know, I want people, I don't want them to be shocked that it's amazing, but I just want them to give us a shot and like spend 3 hours, you know, talking with your kids about soccer instead of watching them play soccer. And I think we made a bunch of mistakes early in the season. We played day games on weekends. You know, everyone's playing travel soccer. You're asking someone to like go to Long Island. Like, we're going to fix that for next year. We'll figure that out. And you know, having 6 straight weeks of home games might be a little bit like much to ask. It was really cool. We went to Pittsburgh. We played Pittsburgh the same week the Mets were there. So on our flight were a bunch of Mets, 7, you know, the 7 crew who go,
nice.
The 7 train crew. I forgot what they're called.
The 7-Line Army.
7-Line Army, right.
Nice.
And we're Met fans. I'm sorry, Met fans. I don't know how I just played on that, but I'm thinking soccer right now. And
I so 4 infantry, like, baby.
Yeah, right, exactly. 914th infantry. So I said, hey, do you guys, have you heard about soccer team we're going to be playing? And one guy's like, you know what? Maybe we'll go to the day game and you guys tonight. And it was like, because the guy's like, oh, we mean to. We live in like, I don't know, Baychester or something like that. And that's like, if you're in the Bronx, we're a 10-minute ride from most of the Bronx, you know.
And you
from
don't
like,
have to cross the bridge.
That little bridge over the swamp next to Co-op City. Yeah. I don't know if that's
free.
Counts
it's free. It's free.
It's the worst speed trap in 95, basically. But,
yeah, right? That line, you're right.
Yeah. So, but that's what we're trying to do. So your experience, you know, Anthony, is like, is what we want. We want people to be like, man, that was intimate, but it also felt like pro soccer. And that's, you know, and the quality, the one thing I hear from everyone is, you know, this quality is much higher than I thought it would be. That's what I hear, that the quality on the field is much higher.
Yeah. I mean, Like, my fiance, like, she's a, you know, she's actually a an owner. Like, I know you have the ownership stake.
She purchased a little
ownership stake. And, like, we've been to a couple matches. We go to NYC games. And, like, there isn't as big of a drop-off as you would think from MLS to USL. And it's... You know, it's comparable, and you know, you see it actually, because they're playing like when they're playing the tournament, NYC got bounced by Pittsburgh. Like the quality is there, but still enough of the starters. It's like,
well, the biggest difference probably from the MLS to us is the consistency of excellence, right? I think if you just stuck like a, let's call it a middle of the roster MLS player on a USL field, like let's say a USL championship team, maybe like a Rhode Island that has like a really, you know, they're spending real money on their players, and they're like what I would consider, you know, them, Louisville, are like, they're a great franchise. I mean, most of the USL championship teams at this point are really well constructed franchise. So if you stick a random, you know, 12th, 13th, 14th player in the MLS on a USL roster, he wouldn't just jump out. You know, I obviously put like a top roster guy or a mess. Okay, fine. But if you put like a middle roster guy, he wouldn't just jump out right away. But you'd notice over time that all the training methods and all the effort that he had to get to the top of that level has made him a consistent player play by play. Like, so whereas a USL guy might make a difficult trap and turn 8 out of 10 times, the MLS guy's 9. And that one time makes a big difference at scale, right? And so I think the consistency, but from a, you know, the goal JC scored, I don't know which games you've been to, but like the 70-yard goal, it doesn't matter what league you're in. To hit a ball 70 yards on a line over a guy's head that lands in the net on a fly is not some random, you know, artifact of a little bit of training. That is a high skill play. The goal JC scored against Knoxville this week. Samori Powder's strike against Richmond, you know, in week 4. Though you hit a 30-yard strike, it doesn't matter what level you're watching. That's fun to watch, right? I watch clips of USL 2 games, and when I see a great goal, I get that little butterfly feeling. I mean, you know, it's like, so you're right. It's not just the competitive level. And what I love about the USL is also very young. So you actually get like this really deep effort every game. Like if you're up by one, and you know, we've given up a lot of leads, unfortunately, it's because teams don't stop. Like there's energy and effort until the final whistle. And you know, whereas an MLS team, if they get 2-0 and it's like the 88th minute, you might get a little bit like one team's just knocking it around, wasting time. Like you get that at the highest professional levels, and you're in the USL, it's like, yeah, let's keep scoring, you know. So
let's keep playing.
I
think
I love that kind of level of like commitment to continuing to move forward, even if you're up by 2-0 with in the 80th minute or something.
Right. That's great, and it's kind of reminiscent of like the old Joe DiMaggio quote. It's like I give my best all the time because somebody is out there paying to see me play. Like there's a respect level to that, and it speaks to the level of community you guys are creating and how the USL is, you know, kind of like, you know, the people's league almost. But yeah, that's a great way to.
I'm writing something right now, which I'm working my way through. I'm like, it's a piece about how promotion relegation is really going to set off a chain reaction of events that lead to a lot of players. So more USL teams means more outposts in those second cities, right? Because you're not really going to find like USL team in like Midtown Manhattan. Well, there's no soccer team in Midtown Manhattan, so it doesn't really matter. But you're not going to find like a major USL team in every town where there's already an MLS team, right? That's a tough competitive landscape to fight in. And so the economics don't necessarily work until you get like 30,000 people in a stadium, which is more of the province of the MLS for now. But you have all these academies in these second cities recruiting and developing young talent. So someone might enter our thing at 9 years old and then at 17 play on the first team. So you have this complete loyalty, this virtuous loyalty flywheel of youth development and playing on teams with this crest, not NYCFC or Red Bulls, and then their parents coming to games in that affinity, and then that player moving on and you track him, but you're still going to Westchester games. And so with promotion relegation, the jeopardy, right? The chance to move up, or imagine if the Pittsburgh Pirates didn't spend money and they got demoted to the minor leagues. Like that jeopardy in Europe brings, you know, when Bologna moved up, when Empoli this year, those towns shut down when people get promoted, right? When Wrexham moved up, right? People crying and like, you know, it's more important than the birth of their children almost. you know, like a 60-year fan if you watch the show. So that kind of loyalty is usually driven. Like if you win the MLS Cup, like NYCFC, which is my team in the MLS, when they won it a few years back, like I was happy, but the next day I kind of woke up and just like,
what about my day? Yeah.
Right? If we're potentially moving up, like let's say we're in second place and we have a game that night to play, to move up into the USL Championship or the USL Premier Division, which is coming in 28, I'd have to imagine that place is going to be stuffed to the gills of people who are just like, this game has a significance.
It's historic.
That US sports has not offered me yet. And I think narratives drive interest. It's not just like good soccer, right? And those narratives, that jeopardy, that chance to have jeopardy for moving down too. If you look at European teams, even teams in last place, if there's three or four teams clustered around last place, the fans come out because they don't want to get relegated, right? So you don't see TV viewership. Like, what is TV viewership for the old Montreal Expos or Pittsburgh Pirates or the Oakland A's who are moving? Like, you know, in soccer, you don't move towns if there's no fans, because it doesn't happen that there's no fans in European towns. And I think that's where we want to get with the USL, and I credit all the other owners who I don't think people truly understand the significance of promotion and relegation and the effect it's going to have on the American soccer fan, who's like, it's hard to ignore. Like, you have the MLS, and, you know, I'm using a metaphor in what I'm writing about, but I'm not going to use it now because it would just sound so weird. But think of it a little bit like the British and the Americans in before the Revolutionary War, right? Everyone was friends. They all worked together. And then it was like, at some point, the younger partner kind of wants to step up. That's promotion relegation, right? And all of a sudden, it's like, we're going to try something different. We're going to do our own country. It's going to be called the United States of America. And the British are like, the nerve you got. So, like, if you're the MLS, like, you have a great product, no doubt. Amazing. You built soccer. Like, without MLS, who knows what pro soccer would look like. But promotion relegation is going to capture the imagination of that casual fan, because, like, significance? Like, if every game was Mets-Yankees, the Major League Baseball's attendance would, you know, be through the roof every game. But you'd get tired of that. But that jeopardy and that narrative, I think the USL understands that generally. But I'm not even sure the owners who just approved it understand how much that flywheel of narrative, youth development, the ability to move up incrementally from, you know, hey, I'm a good player, I'm going to go into League One, and then I'm going to try to move up with the League One team and really excel, and then I'm going to move to the USL Championship, and that's going to get on the visibility radar of an MLS team. You know, that's... So you're going to find a lot of players, like the USL One, League One, where I'm at right now, is going to be the laboratory for that up-and-coming player. And so every so often, you're going to see a complete star shot where that guy ends up in the MLS, and people are going to be like, hey, that guy started in League One. And I think that with, you know, like, oh, I watched that guy, you know, like you, my son handed that guy a ball when he took a throw-in, right? That guy signed my scarf, and now he's in the MLS 6 years later. Like, how do you not, you know, that origin story, like we were talking about comics before we got on, those origin stories are what make people loyal to the badge, right? And that closeness and that intimacy. And I think the USL is about to marry those things in this beautiful cocktail, or at least that's my dream. And that's why I rushed to get a team on the field before they approved it, because franchise fees are about to explode. The cost of bringing a first team is about to explode. So why not learn before everything explodes?
100%.
I'm not going to lie. It's been one of the most humbling years. I mean, the amount of time I've just closed my eyes and meditated on something that we're trying to do, or something, you know, a guy getting hurt, or, you know, you just feel for these players when they get hurt and they're so disappointed, or the losses. We've had some gut-wrenching losses. For a team that only is 20 games into it, we have been all over the spectrum, you know, and it's extremely humbling. And I think one of the most humbling things is when you look at some of the other teams that launched at the same time we did, they were around for longer and more developed, like Maine, you know, Portland, Hearts of Pine. They're doing such an amazing job that, like, even if we're doing an amazing job, by comparison, we look like, you know, paltry. And I think, I hope that people look back at this year and say, look, they learned a lot, and Mitch and team, like, really learned and were humble, took the punches right in the face, and just kind of moved forward. Because it has been, I mean, there have been some real dark moments of fear and anxiety and challenge. You know, very hard to sleep in a hotel room after a gut-wrenching loss on the road. You know, I didn't sleep very well in I can't even remember where this was, our last loss. It's all kind of blending together. But we had a gut-wrenching loss on the road 2 weeks ago, which I really should be remembering. I mean, Pittsburgh was tough, right? Lose 1-0 to a team a level above. But
no, it's good that you forget the losses. You got to move on. You got to move on to the next game.
I remember the feeling of not being able to sleep in the hotel room. But, you know, it was disappointing, too. I brought in all honesty, me and my son were running out the door. We brought my younger son's passport by accident, and he doesn't have real ID. So I actually had to go. It was in Naples. I'm sorry. So in Naples, Florida, lost, right? That was the Henderlong, beautiful goal. A game that we absolutely dominated the entire game, had the better chances all game. They entered the 18-yard box twice all game. In the first half when they scored, and in the 89th minute was the first time they had been in the box in 48 minutes, and they scored. Oof. So to lose that game, you're sitting in the hotel room that night, and you're just like,
hell,
this is what I want to be doing for the next 25, 30 years of my life. Like, I love you, Westchester, and I want to do right by you, but gosh darn, man. Like, this is what I have to go through? No, just kidding. It hurts. And that's why when you see the parents, when you're at a home game and you see, you know, the kids eating ice cream and the fun and the cheers and the supporters group and the drumming, kind of like makes it all worth it. You know, it really does. Like, truthfully, in my heart, it really lifts it from those dark moments.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell the passion that you have for it. You can tell the connection that you have. Like, you know, you wear it on your sleeve like Mark Cuban does. Mm-hmm. I know, like, now, like...
Yeah, don't compare me to that guy, but no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, but, like, he was a man of the people, just like you are are trying to be and are being.
Yeah. But, I'm telling you, I really am a man of people. Like, I, you know, still walk my dogs every, you know... I still have to do all the little mundane things. In fact, like, you know, I'm still trying to, like, design shirts. Like, I'm still doing a lot of this, like, creation design with my design team because... You know, I'm just living it. I'll get an idea with something on the road or from another, you know, sponsorship idea. And, like, we're just a team of, you know, I think we have 45 employees now. So we're actually getting somewhere. But, you know, the people I surround me are moms and dads that are local. We have a crazy good, young, like, excited talent base of, you know, interns and also young employees because you want that energy. And, you know, I met the social media manager, Rachel, when I was speaking at my alma mater, Brandeis. They just did an alumni event, had 40 people, and those people had a ball. You know, it's like, those are the moments. It's like, I just can't tell you how thankful I am that we've gotten some acceptance. And when we fill that stadium, man, the joy and excitement, it's like, I'm already enjoying it and appreciating it, but I know we can go a lot further. We can do better. And I'm just telling the people of Westchester, like, we want to give you the greatest 3 hours you could spend with your family. Like, we want it to be perfect, and we are going to do everything in our power to improve every game and every day and really, like, truthfully give you memorable moments, whether it's, you know, the camera guy who we have with the games. I can't find it, but there's, you know, who takes the pictures in the background. I hope you took some with your kids. To the new jerseys we're revealing, like the all black jersey we hope to reveal when the Hearts of Pine come, which, by the way,
nice.
You gotta come to that game. They are a phenomenon. Like, Gabe and crew from Hearts of Pine deserve insane credit. They have done such an incredible job of building their team. You know, it took 5 years to get on the field. We're like the opposite of them. They were like the thoughtful, well-planned, well-constructed, and they have nailed everything they've done. We're like, yeah, let's just play in 25 and see what happens.
Well, fortune favors the bold sometimes, you know, and, you know, currently the clubs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it takes time. Everything takes time.
I know. And I'm trying to be patient.
Of course. So the clubs currently.
From us Queens boys. We're not known for our patience, you know?
No. No, that's for certain. You guys are currently in 12th place. You're tied with South Georgia Tormenta.
Yeah.
So I know you said a lot of sleepless nights, but also some. You know how it is.
We're about to go on a run. We're playing very well. If you look at the last like 5 or 6 games, a few moments have really sunk us, but I feel like we're playing very well. And the injuries are starting to abate a little bit. I mean, we had our center backs didn't get on the field. Our originally planned starting center back didn't get on the field together until like 5 games ago. So
you've got to build that chemistry. 100%
chemistry.
Yeah. Totally. So with all this taken into account, right, and given the fact that it is, you know, literally, you know, less than a year from conception to reality, like, what would you give as a letter grade, like, if you were assessing it?
Different. Yeah, I would, you know, I think that's like, there's probably 9 verticals that I have to grade separately, but altogether, I would give us a solid B, only because this is a market with 2 professional teams already, soccer, 40 other options on the professional sports side, a jaded, you know, a busy, people are busy, they go to the beach. Like, it's not like people are like, hey, we love soccer, let's put Westchester. Like, we didn't have a schedule till December 20th. So season ticket sale, all those things. You know, we've done some good things. I think our branding and the colors and the narrative around how we're tapping in, the partnership with Northwell, the team has done some great things. I mean, we have, an analyst was telling me, we have the 7th most amount of shots from outside the 18, but the most goals from outside the 18 by 50% more than the next. So we have scored absolute bangers. Now, we've given up horrific goals. So don't, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if I'm bragging or if I'm like disappointed, but I think we got on the field. We've created a credible product. We've created a game day environment. Walter's Hot Dogs, the Taco Project, you know, and
Taco Project.
Sebastian and crew have really, you know, I say a B because we have embraced the soccer interested and passionate, but then we've also done, I think we start to scrape at that casual fan a little bit. And the family is like, look, we don't love soccer, but our kid plays and he wants to go watch it. So I think that's an area where I want to see more A's. That's probably been like a C. But I think when you look at all the varying things, the fact that we have a credible team on the field, we've led the most minutes. We've led for the 2nd most amount of minutes in League One right now.
That's impressive.
So, yes, that is a terrible stat, but also an awesome stat. So, you know, it's not all about results. But when you look at the moments that we've created for people, that JC moment that was number one on the ESPN top 10, you know, now there's been some other USLs since, but some of the moments we've created are absolute A pluses, but we've also created a lot of a few Fs. So I would say B, because I think getting on the field in a year, in 1 year, and building like this outreach team and a ticketing team and a marketing team and a design team and a jersey that, like, when you're in other arenas, so, like, that blue jersey is quite sharp, you know, and the Tappan Zee Bridge on the white jersey and, you know, the scarf behind me that way and the beautiful corduroy hat with the bridge behind me.
Nice.
You know, like, that would look good on both of you guys, you young guys. You know, I can't wear this thing. I'd look like an idiot. But, you know, it's all the gear and the thoughtfulness and the connection to the community. I think we're a solid B. You know, I want to, like, But to get from a B to an A is like a big, that's a big jump. So we definitely have a lot to do. And, you know, having people like you interested where you want to talk to us even is such a, like, an absolute flattering moment because, you know, there 6 months ago, it was like people didn't even think, they thought we were a youth team or they were like, oh, is that another academy? Well, yeah, that and also a pro team. But people didn't know what the USL is. Now, like, I think people are starting to get a better sense of, like, okay, this USL thing is kind of blowing up. You know, it's a good product. It's more intimate. It's smaller stadiums, but if the product is amazing, the games have incredible drama. And then you look at like stadiums like Louisville, what Rhode Island just built. I mean, can't beat that. Like Center Bank Stadium is insane. It's beautiful. And even Hartford Stadium. I went to a game last year and the owner was gracious enough to host me and, you know, we chatted and like Bruce Mandel and crew. In Hartford and Brett and crew in Rhode Island. Like, I also go on the road, you know, do that scarf thing with the other owners because my view is the owners are the people who can mentor me in what we should be doing. Yep. And I'm very humbly taking as much advice as possible. So B, I'd say, you know, something like that.
That's solid. I mean, it's a solid.
No self-deprecation there, like a true B.
Aaron, we talk about mentorship a lot on this show, and I'm glad that owners have been as gracious as they have been. You know, you think about the business side of things, and maybe they don't give you all the necessary information that you need, or like maybe they only take certain, you know, they only go to a certain level on it. But, you know, that's great that they have the camaraderie with you and the trust. Yeah. And you guys are building that rapport. But we'll get you out here on this one. In recent weeks, we found out the USL League One's expanding, and the New York Cosmos are back again.
Right.
This time, they're playing in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. The why New York Paterson? Okay.
Yeah.
Now that you have a season, you have a season under your belt. Like,
yeah.
So, what can they expect?
Yeah, I'm the Grizzlies.
Want to give them some friendly advice?
Yeah, well, here's what I would say. You know, I think the Cosmos thing is interesting for a few reasons. Number one, it's like, what? It's a name at this point, right? And it doesn't mean Rocco Camiso and the Fiorentina. Like, Rocco is probably one of the greatest success stories you could ever get, right? But it's just a name. So it's a good name and it brings attention. And I think that's wonderful. And by the way, having a fan base that we can play 30 miles away, incredible. Like, we're excited about that. Is there a whiff? You know, and Giuseppe Rossi, like, they have a real, like, their front man is a very, very accomplished soccer. But the business side of this is tough. You know, and I think the hardest part is building awareness. You know, they've been around, though. Paterson, this is not some new thing. They've been around working on this for a few years. So they're not like us. Like, I didn't even know this existed till December of 2023. So this was truly like a 9-month effort. They announced now, but they've been in the background working for a while because we had heard, you know, a bunch of stuff from the USL, you know, maybe 6 months ago. So they've been maybe they have like a 6 or year head start where we were. But so it's good. The fact that the 914th Infantry, they did like an FTC, which I won't say what that stands for. But, you know, there's this famous phrase about the Cosmos. I went to Cosmos games. Unless you're rolling out Pele, Giorgio Canalia, you know, George Best on the Tampa Bay Rowdies or whatever. Like, that was a crazy seven. That was like the 1986 Mets, right? That is not what they're bringing. So they are bringing a name that's attached to it. So the authenticity of it is different. Now, the fact that they would go and do something knowing that people might throw shade at it, I think shows a boldness with Eric Stover. And, you know, he goes way back with that name. And he's worked for the Red Bulls. I didn't work for a professional soccer team. So they have great experience. These are not newbies in any way, shape, or form. So I think they're going to do a great job. And the fact that we could build this rivalry and be 30 miles away and host their fans and our fans, and that is just so exciting. So I wish them nothing but, like, I hope they have a rabid fan base, because we're building a rabid fan base, you know, in 914th and whatever they're going to call the cosmologists, or, you know, who knows, you know, I'm sure they'll do something great. I just think that, like, you have to understand it's a name, and it's a name that brings attention and stuff. But, like, I find it crazy that Cosmos fans are like, I can't believe they're back, because it's like, if the Mets didn't, if, you know what it reminds me of? It's like when the Ravens came from Indianapolis, and then the Colts got a new team, right? The Browns were the Baltimore Colts, right? When you start shifting that, it's like they change names and everything, because, like, what mattered is the team is playing local. It doesn't matter what the name is. So I think it's exciting. I think I'm sure that the people they have, Giuseppe and Eric and Adolfo, they're going to do a great job. They are way more experienced. I can't wait to see them at the first owners meeting that we're all going to be together, because there is that camaraderie. I mean, we're all trying to build this great product. You know, we're on MSG. I'm not sure where their TV coverage is. And let me just give that quick shout out. We're on MSG, ESPN Plus. Our next home game is August 1st at 7 p.m. You guys are obviously both invited. You can sit with me and watch me go through. I'll tell you what, you go back to the ESPN Plus. You go to last week at Knoxville. You watch the goal. Listen for the screaming. Me and my son were sitting near the caravan, and people clearly texted us that they said, are we crazy or are we hearing Mitch and Braden yelling about that goal? And they were not crazy. There is good sound dampening on those ESPN Plus cameras, because I'm sure we were loud, but there were a lot of families around, and we were just very discreetly cheering on our team. But, you know, that's the kind of, like, we connect with the fans in other places, because to us, we're building a product together. And I'm going to extend the same courtesy. Eric, Adolfo, Giuseppe, come to our games. Let's build a relationship. Let's build an amazing rivalry. Let's figure out a good name for the derby. Like, with us in Naples, the Snowbird Derby. It's
just love it.
Rolls off the tongue, right? I gave it to our social media manager. She did an ad. They did it. And the guy on TV is like, the Snowbird Derby. It's like when Dave Carton, our coach, gave the talking point of Westchester Soccer County, and JC scores the first goal in Greenville. And, you know, he runs up to the camera, and the guy says, Westchester is a soccer county. Like, that is amazing. You know, that you could put an idea out there and it just catches fire. So, you know, I'm telling you guys in the Cosmos, let's do something together. Let's build something amazing. Let's have the greatest rivalry in the USL, and let's build something together. And I wish you nothing but luck. And I'm here for anything you could need locally. But so far they haven't reached out. But Eric does come from the Red Bulls, you know, and the Cosmos. So like, they're really experienced, and I know they have their head down working their butts off right now. But at the first owners meeting, I'll take them aside and we'll chat. Like, I have nothing but like the most love for what they're trying to do, and I understand how hard it is.
Yeah, especially coming from an NYCFC supporter, they might be a little kind of pushing it back a little bit. I get it.
Aaron Patterson, you know, it's like, it's just like, how far can you draw from? But look, we're gonna bring our fans there. I'll make sure I'll guarantee them that they bring their fans. Let's do a good rivalry. And, I mean, but you're still a Patterson. No, I'm just kidding.
Say you're no, but you know, that's the thing. Like that's the beauty of this all. You're creating
frenemies.
Something frenemies. You're creating it organically. Like this is just you know,
USL is doing a hell of a job. Like Lee O'Neill, Paul McDonough, the Papadakis family, can't give them enough credit for having a vision and taking the feedback of owners to really build this iterative, this thing that they're doing, which is, I just think it's going to capture the promotion relegation too. Imagine we're playing Patterson and the team that wins is getting promoted like 2 years from now, 3 years from now. That game, neither of us have big enough stadium for that.
No. And that's huge. Like that's the aspiration that we hope for USL League One.
Rumble. I don't even know what Patterson is now. I'm just kidding. I found on the map. I didn't realize how far west it was.
No.
The Montclair Mambo. Come on, guys. You know what? You have me on the show before we play the first game next year. We'll figure out some. What we'll do is we'll have people.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. We'll have people right? add yeah. and come in.
It's really Montclair. Isn't Patterson around there somehow?
Oh my god! We got a year to play with this. Like we have plenty of time to drum this up, and that's the beauty of marketing. The beauty of branding.
You gotta get a spark for your back too. You know, I see ISO, I see NYCFC. By the way, I was a first year holder. I'm on that first scarf. If you look at every name of the founding season ticket holders. But then it's like 2 years later, and you're sitting diagonally, and your neck starts to hurt. Yankee Stadium. It's like you only go to like two games where I need like chiropractor help. You know, it's. Yeah. This would be great seats if Yankees were playing right now, but I'm kind of like, it's kind of hard to look at the goal that way. It's like a left turn on my neck.
A couple of years, Etihad's coming. It's going to be It's going to be a new thing.
That is going to be one of the most beautiful things ever. Like, please MLS in a dream, merge and let's play that. No, I'm just kidding. Let's play the USL first.
Let's do it. Let's put that out into the universe.
One soccer table. You can't say it, you can't dream it.
That's right.
The MLS and USL one day should find a way to get together and let's have a real soccer pyramid. And, you know, US soccer, 300 million people, we should be absolutely on par with every other country.
Or even just like a tournament of just the New York teams in Etihad.
Yeah, we do want to do it. We are thinking of, we have spoken because we play them both in exhibition games. You know, we talked to Hartford maybe, and if Brooklyn comes in, you know, championship, you could have like a nice like 16 kind of like, you know, a 16 tri-state championship.
Completely.
So it'd be nice.
It definitely would be nice. Like,
hey, I'm all about games with MLS teams.
Let's do it.
let's do it.
Let's put it out there. David Lee, if you're listening, let's talk to someone.
Ryan Reynolds too.
We have Ryan Reynolds, Cosmos, and we have David Lee.
And Denzel Washington and Michael Imperioli grew up 5 minutes from our stadium. Michael, come on. What are you doing here?
I thought you were all right, Spider. I thought you were all right.
All I got to say is, Michael, we will give you 1,000 Wubistic shares if you come to one of our games.
There you go.
If you remember the Sopranos Wubistics episode.
There you go. Michael Imperioli getting tagged in this video. Yeah, just like that. We're gonna make this happen.
I'm trying, guys. You know, I'm all about fade in with DNZ. Like I'm on team DNZ.
Keep fading it in. I love it.
We got this. We got this. 100%. And principal majority owner Mitch Berukowitz, Westchester SC. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for joining the In Route. And if you want to be a member of the In Crowd, if you want to join the In Route, hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at Fade Route Podcast. Drop us a line on X at Fade Route DNZ, and you can be next. So, Mitch, the season is not over. Yeah. You still have plenty of games left on the schedule. What does Westchester FC have in store for its supporters?
I think, you know, a few interesting things. An alt jersey coming in late August. A black, I'm just going to tease it by saying it's called the City Blackout jersey.
And, nice.
It ties, you know, we are in the shadow of Gotham. So it ties to that. We don't have Batman, unfortunately, Damien, but we we do have some interesting stuff. You know, an interesting alt jersey coming. And I think we look, August, we have three very important games coming up, right? We played Chattanooga, who's second in the table. We're only like 5 points out of the playoff spot. I think you're going to see our team really gel over the last 2 months, come together. I think we're going to make a run. I think we're going to make the playoffs. And if I'm wrong, then, you know, that's another heartbreak. But I think we're going to make the playoffs. I think we have a lot of good soccer left in us. And then it's, you know, really getting ready for 26, building that. Just continue in the land. Like, you should expect to see us everywhere in the fall and winter and in and early spring. Really getting out there with an intern team, with our employees, really trying to connect to the community and bring this joy that we, you know, a lot of our employees are like me. I try to hire happy people that are really, you know, deep inside have that engine for like, I want to put myself out there and make people happy. And I think all of our employees are like that. And I just can't wait to have like a full, going to a preseason with an actual staff and players this year. Woo, a lot less work. So I'm excited, and I'm excited for Patterson to come. I think the USL, like the next 2 years, is going to be just such an incredible amount of interest. And I think the league is being built the right way. And what I'll tell people is, get out there, give us a try. It's for $200, a family of four can eat, buy merch. It's for 3 hours. You can't have a more affordable, great experience in professional sports for 3 hours. You know, win or lose, we're going to make sure you have fun. We're going to treat you like we value every second of your time. And we're just going to try to make it as fun and as family friendly as possible. And, you know, and you college kids who come back soon to Iona and purchase, we got Dollar Beer Night coming. Don't worry about it. We got Dollar Beer Night. You learn from Pittsburgh people. Dollar Beer Night is a hit.
There you go. You heard it here first from the man himself. Dollar Beer Night is coming. And where can we find all of the community outreach? Where can we find all the updates? Just plug away on those socials.
At Westchester SC Soccer Club, right? Westchester, the county, SC, S as in Sam, on Instagram, on Twitter. We have a TikTok account now where we do funny videos. Our new Loni Taimu has a Welcome to Soccer County in Japanese video coming. You know, we are on CBS Sports Network with an episode of USL Excursions Westchester that plays on national TV. Our game this Saturday in Detroit on ESPN2, 7 o'clock. Check it out. We're on the Spokane, you know, forfeit last week. We play them on national TV on September 7th on CBS Sports Network. You know, a lot of exciting things, but you can find us at Westchester SC on Instagram or Twitter. You can hit us at info@WestchesterSC if you're a group that wants to do something. If you're a family or a soccer group and you want to bring 20 people, we're here to really be your stewards of soccer energy and excitement. And everyone's just like me. You go in that stadium, I'm sure you saw it, Anthony. Everyone will treat you like you are the most important person in the world, that your kids can do the speed test on soccer kicking, the merch, you know, just go out and wear that badge. You know, like, this is your team. Like, it has your name. This is the first professional team that has your name on. Like, this isn't New York City. This is Westchester, and Rockland folks and Fairfield folks, we're open. The doors are open. Like, we feel like it's the Westchester region, and we're here for you. And I can't thank you guys enough for caring. And all the fans who have been there, thank you so much. Like, you have made this the most joyous, you know, incredible experience. Hard, but you've made it worth it. So thank you guys so much. And thank you and Damien so much for the support.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.